Next week, the annual Grand Teton Music Festival gets underway at the Walk Festival Hall in Teton Village. Andrew Palmer Todd is the new executive director of the event. He says it's become very well known.
We have an excellent acclaimed conductor and music director in Donald Runicles, who's not just conducting here, but he's fresh off an international trip with the Philadelphia Orchestra in China, which was a much heralded event. He's also at the Berlin Staatsoper, and he's a principal guest conductor in Atlanta. And so he's just one piece of how nationally and internationally respected the festival is. And what people don't always realize, we have about 250 orchestral musicians who cycle through here for the seven-week season between July 5th, which is the first festival performance, and August 17th. And they come from a range of orchestras: San Francisco, Philadelphia, Houston, Naples Philharmonic, Chicago Symphony, on it goes. But it's really an impressive collection of orchestral musicians and a music director who's really at the pinnacle of his career.
I think the thing that maybe people don't totally get, and I didn't get it until I was up there, is, as you mentioned, they come from big orchestras, but a lot of them are very big names, both younger and older, up-and-coming stars, and they see this as a great opportunity to come to Jackson Hole and just kind of relax and play a little music. But these are very big names many times.
I'll take Gail Williams, who's our principal hornist, who's one, if not the finest hornist in the country, and she's retired from Chicago Symphony and doing a lot of chamber music. And one of the reasons she's been coming here for years is it's a disciplined rehearsal schedule and two excellent concerts on Friday and Saturday night every week. And really talented musicians are committed to the artistic process. And we provide that for them. It's a very serious adventure for them here. And that's really what attracts them coming back year after year.
Visiting with Andrew Palmer Todd. He's the executive director of the Grand Teton Music Festival. And, of course, events get underway here shortly. What's going to be some of the music we'll be hearing this summer?
A full range of classical favorites, some very well-known, some lesser-known. But we kick off the season with the program July 5th and 6th, which is going to feature young cellist Elisa Weilerstein performing the Elgar Cello Concerto, just a beloved work from the early 1920s. And we also have a tradition of kicking off the season with the Beethoven Symphony. So we have a very sunny Beethoven 4th Symphony, which is in the second half. But it's a big Verdi year. It's an anniversary year for Verdi. So we've got the Verdi Requiem on July 26th and 27th. And then wrapping up the season with an old Tchaikovsky concert featuring the pianist Yefim Bronfman. But there's also myriad chamber music concerts on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights. And we also present non-classical music on Wednesday nights throughout the summer.
Do you have some other special artists that will be coming in during the summer?
Yes, James Ennis, who's a young Canadian violinist, is terrific and just a real up-and-comer whose star is very bright. And he's doing a Mozart concerto, which will be terrific, and it's coupled with a Mahler symphony in the second half. And we also have a guitarist, which I'm looking forward to hearing, whom I've not yet had the pleasure of hearing, and his name is Pablo Sanz Viegas. And he's doing the Rodrigo Concierto de Aranjuez. And it's one of these pieces, when I try to introduce them to classical music, I say, this is a piece you know. You know it from cinema. You know it from TV commercials. And so when you go and enjoy this piece, it won't be the first time you hear it, even if you think it's going to be.
One of the things that might be worth mentioning, just since we're hitting the 4th of July, you mentioned just that first weekend of the 5th, but specifically the music in the hole on the 4th, what's that entail?
Great patriotic day, and the festival orchestra will perform at 6 p.m., and I want to encourage folks, if they can't make it, to tune into Wyoming Public Radio, which will be broadcasting it live, and will also be on Wyoming PBS, and this is the first time we've broadcast it statewide, which we're very excited about. But that concert will have the usual favorites. It'll be the 1812 Overture, the National Anthem. And we always like to think of it as the worst-kept encore secret in concerts, which is Stars and Stripes Forever.
I know you have plenty of people up there that try and hit as many of these concerts as possible. But for folks around the state, if they want to check out online and get ticket information, how can they go about doing that?
GTMF.org is the simplest way to check out the whole season and hopefully purchase tickets. And we really are encouraging people to come and enjoy great music in an acoustically superb hall and really just be open to that experience of being in a concert hall for an hour and a half. Whether you're a classical music aficionado or you just love great music, we want to make sure that that experience is first rate.
And it's a great venue, the Walk Festival Hall. I know people will enjoy going there again. Everything gets underway next week. Get music in the hall on the 4th, and then things kick off the weekend of the 5th all the way through August 17th. It's the 52nd summer season. Andrew Palmer Todd, the executive director, we wish you well with your new position, and thank you for joining us on Open Spaces.
Well, thank you. Am I allowed to encourage people to pledge at the end of a fiscal year campaign? I just feel so duty-bound to tell people that I ran a public radio station, I joined this week, and I'm encouraging others to join me.
Well, we appreciate that support, Andrew, and again, have a great summer.
You too. Thank you, Bob.